Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Meritor Savings Bank v. Vinson, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1986. The main questions before the court were whether a claim of hostile environment sexual harassment is a form of sexual discrimination under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, and should employers be held liable if they lack notification about alleged sexual harassment. In the facts of the case, Ms. Michelle Vinson worked as a teller at Meritor Savings Bank. She brought forth an action against her branch manager, Mr. Sidney Taylor, and the bank, claiming that during her employment, she had been subjected to constant sexual harassment by Mr. Taylor, in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Ms. Vinson reported that out of fear for losing her job, she agreed to have sexual intercourse with Mr. Taylor 40 or 50 times. She testified that he fondled her in front of other employees and forcibly raped her on some occasions. She stated she did not report him out of fear. Mr. Taylor denied this, and bank management denied any knowledge of sexual activities. The district court held that if Ms. Vinson and Mr. Taylor did have a sexual relationship, it was voluntary and not related to her continued employment at the bank. They also held that since the bank was not notified, it could not be held liable for the supervisor's alleged sexual harassment. The appellate court reversed and remanded. It noted that violation of Title VII may be predicated on two types of sexual harassment. First, quid pro quo, the conditioning of employment benefits on sexual favors, and second, harassment that creates a hostile or offensive work environment. The court held that since the district court had not considered the second type of harassment, the case had to be remanded, regardless if the district court found the sexual relationship to be voluntary. The court held that an employer is liable for sexual harassment by supervisory personnel, whether or not the employer knew or should have known it. The U.S. Supreme Court granted review. The Supreme Court held a claim of hostile work environment sexual harassment is actionable under Title VII. In the opinion, the court noted that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act makes it, quote, an unlawful employment practice for an employer to discriminate against any individual with respect to his compensation, terms, conditions, or privileges of employment because of an individual's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, end quote. The court believed the district court's findings were insufficient to dispose of hostile environment claim and erroneously believed that a sexual harassment claim is not valid without economic effect on the complainant's employment. Additionally, they incorrectly focused on the voluntariness of Ms. Vinson's participation in the alleged sexual activity. The correct question is whether the alleged sexual advances were unwelcome, not whether her participation was voluntary. The appellate court was also incorrect in concluding that employers were automatically liable for sexual harassment by their supervisors. However, the Supreme Court left the issue of the employer liability to depend on circumstances of each case. Overall, this case established a hostile environment as a form of sexual harassment identified questions about employer liability. Subsequent cases elaborated on this, establishing that sexual harassment must be sufficiently severe to, quote, alter the conditions of employment and create an abusive working environment, unquote. Additionally, quote, voluntary conduct, end quote, is not a defense. The test is whether the advances were unwelcome.